for WHYY News. Former Princeton University football player Tiger Besh, an all-Ivy League kick returner, was among those killed in the deadly pickup truck attack early Wednesday in New Orleans. Besh, who was originally from Louisiana, was working as a stockbroker in New York and was in New Orleans visiting friends and family for the holidays. Under current state law, employees in New Jersey grieving the loss of a child or facing emotional challenges because of an unsuccessful adoption or fertility treatment are not permitted to take bereavement time off from work. But that could soon be changing. WHYY's David Mathau reports.
Soon after being hired as a high school English teacher in Voorhees, Jackie Mancinelli suffered a miscarriage. But she returned to work the next day as if nothing had happened because she felt nervous to take time off.
I really struggled to get through the school day. I broke down crying in front of my students, and it was really difficult. And no one in my building had any idea what was happening.
She eventually founded Start Healing Together, a nonprofit that is now supporting legislation to allow those who experience pregnancy, infertility, or adoption loss to take bereavement time. Rutgers University psychology professor Maurice Elias believes the measure is extremely important.
These losses are so powerful that it's not reasonable to expect someone to simply come back to the workplace as if nothing had happened. That's just not reasonable.
The bill has already been approved by the Assembly and is now being considered in the state Senate. From the New Jersey desk, David Mathau, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania's minimum wage will remain at $7.25 an hour in 2025, and that's not sitting well with a number of House Democrats. State Senator Art Haywood of Philadelphia, along with Senator Patty Kim of Harrisburg, say the minimum wage should be more than double that, at $15 an hour. All of Pennsylvania's bordering states have higher minimum wages, including New Jersey at $15.49 an hour and Delaware at $15 an hour. The Mummers Parade in Philadelphia is one of the longest-running folk festivals in the country. Many tourists and out-of-town visitors were among the thousands of spectators who lined the streets yesterday. Gail Fisher said it was her second time watching the parade.
I'm from Washington, D.C., and I brought my grandkids from California and some other friends as well. And I really wanted to show them the Mummers Parade because it's just a lot of fun. And we loved being in Philadelphia. People have been very friendly and allowed us to share their excitement.
An estimated 10,000 people participated in yesterday's parade. Sports. Sixers lose to the Kings in Sacramento, 113-107. The Sixers continue their West Coast swing as they travel to San Francisco to take on the Warriors tonight at 10 o'clock. The Flyers are in Las Vegas to take on the Golden Knights, also tonight at 10 o'clock. Windy with a mix of sun and clouds today. We'll have highs in the low 40s. Clear and cold tonight. Lows in the upper 20s. We have 32 degrees, clear sky, 6:07. It's Morning Edition.